This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Rushi High School. It's matinee girls basketball in the Shelby County League. Rushi and Anna, these two clubs finished second and third, respectively, last year in the Shelby County League. The two teams split. Rushi won a nail-biter by a bucket here at Rushi. Anna won at its gym by 7 points. Promises to be a very good game. Rushi number two in the Shelby County League a year ago. Anna number three. Each team with fine campaigns one season ago. In fact, the Anna Rockets last year finished extremely strong over the latter part of the season, won 8 of their last 10 games. Rushi began the campaign strong a year ago, was knocked out in regional tournament play. Both teams figure to be right at the top of the Shelby County League standings this year. Rushi's been beaten by Fort Loramie, the only loss suffered by these two schools so far this season. Rushi 3-1, Anna 3-0. I think a key here today, Chuck, is the condition of Larissa Poling, the 6-foot post player for Rushi. She was at 2/3 strength, no more than that, a week ago against Fort Loramie. Came back on Monday, scored 14 against Newton. Ankle injury late in the volleyball season. Head coach Andy Timmerman of Rushi, who's in his third year as the mentor of that program, said, "We're going to find out what state she's in today because Anna will push the ball and Larissa will have to be near tip-top form in order to play well against the Rockets this afternoon."
Well, they need Poling. They need Poling on the inside. They need her playing defense on the other end and rebounding for them. We have not seen Anna yet this year. Anna, they have not played Fort Loramie. That's the only difference. So I got to get a look at them before I decide how good they are, even at 3-0. Rushi's got Jenna Cordon, your instant offense off the bench last year. She needs to really be a scorer consistently for Rushi this year. And then the other one is Shea Borchers. She needs to score. She needs to score. Ashley Scott, only a sophomore. She got better as the year went on, got a lot of time as a freshman last year. And then Jessica York, 5'9 junior, comes off the bench. They got talent, but they got to put it all together.
Anna, 19-6 one season ago. Rushi, 20-5 last year. And we were impressed one season ago when we saw the fine freshman for Anna play out front at guard. Ella Dosick, 5'6", sophomore this year. She's got experience under her belt, outstanding ball handler, and she can score. She's hit the 20 mark in a couple games already this season. She's an important cog. Will be interesting to see how Rushi approaches her from the Raiders' defense.
Yeah, she's outstanding. I mean, last year as a freshman, we were very impressed with her, and she started her sophomore year strong. They got to get her some help. I see where they got a couple of who am I thinking of? They got Ambos back. They've got Zimfer. They've got Landis as a sophomore. They're pretty young. They've only got a couple of seniors on the team, so they just need to have Dosick play the way she can and get her a lot of help.
Anna has beaten Fairlawn and Botkins, two pretty impressive wins, because the Fairlawn girls, the Botkins girls, are better than they were a year ago. I think 1-6 in the Shelby County League on the girls' side. The competition's compressed. It's more even than it was a year ago because the Jets and Trojans are better. Wildcats from Houston, as good as they were last season. Fort Loramie, clearly the team to beat, conceivably the class of the league. The boys' standings, more compressed than a year ago. The bottom is stronger. Top, not quite as good. But the scrap for second, third, fourth in the Shelby County League on the girls' side is wide, wide open. And it's going to be imperative for Rushi here today to get double digits at Larissa Poling and Jenna Cordonier. As you noted, Chuck, big win over Newton on Monday to boost Rushi to 3-1 on the year. As I noted, Anna's beaten Fairlawn and Botkins by 14 and by 12. Those two games were close for a quarter and a half. Against Botkins, Anna got 14 each from Dosick and Cook. Dosick poured in 21 in the season-opening victory against a good New Bremen team. Anna won that by 5. Jeff Maurer, second-year head coach Anna girls. Andy Timmerman, third-year head coach Rushi. Interesting contrast to last night, Chuck, at Troy. We had Paul Brebigen, formerly the Rushi coach, coaching Troy. John Willoughby, formerly the Houston coach, coaching Sydney. Darn near 70 years between them, head coaching at the high school level, and the heads of these two programs here today, five years between them.
Well, you know, I mean, that's some young, and they look a whole lot younger than John and Paul do, so I guess that makes a difference too. But, you know, we saw Anna play last year. I was impressed with what they did, and Rushi has not lost a beat. They get They have great seasons every year. So I'm impressed with both coaches.
An extremely important component for Anna here today is 6'2 junior Lauren Varhorst. Now, Lauren is a lefty. She had a very nice 16-point game in the 41-27 win over Fairlawn earlier this year. Probably pretty important for Lauren to come close to holding her own with Larissa if polling on the inside for Rushi is indeed nearly 100% and healthy. Lauren Varhorst needs to match her pretty well in order for Anna to stay in this game and make it a close one. Five of the last six games between these two clubs have been pretty tight, not decided to the last few possessions.
Well, you kind of expect the same thing today. I know that both teams are going to play outstanding man-to-man defense. Both teams are going to try to get the ball out and run when the opportunity is there. So whoever has the least amount of turnovers, got to stay out of, keep your really good players out of foul trouble, take care of the basketball. That team's probably going to win.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head right there, Chuck. Got to take care of the basketball, get good shots, maximize possessions with decent looks at the hoop. And you're right. Varhorst on the inside, Poling on the inside. If either one of them gets two quickly in this game, two personal fouls, that club's going to be handicapped.
Right, yeah, no doubt about it.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today for this matchup between the Anna and Rushi girls at the Rushi High School gym. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Looking at our three officials across the way, Chuck, I was talking with them an hour ago when they pulled in, and I recognized the fact they were referees right away. You could tell by the handbags they were carrying. They had their black referee shoes dangling out of their bags, and they looked like referees. At least I thought I'd recognize one or two of them. It's a crew that comes up from the Portsmouth area into this region a couple times a year to work boys and girls games, and they no doubt have a boys game somewhere in the area tonight.
I'm sure they do, and my only thing as a coach was I want them to look like a referee on the floor. If they could...
Yes, they've got to look the part on the court and do the job the way you, the head coach, want it done.
Yeah, well, I spent 30 years on the sidelines. I never missed a call. I don't know how they miss them.
And so many thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Rushi hosting Anna, big Shelby County League girls basketball game upcoming. We've got the starting lineups and the tip-off in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-937-937. 498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here at Rushi High School. Stiffest test of the year so far for the Anna girls, who have beaten New Bremen, Botkins, and Fairlawn. Anna 3-0, as we have noted. Rushi has a loss to Fort Loramie. No shame in that. That game took place last Saturday, a contest we covered right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders play at Botkins 1 week from today. Meanwhile, Anna has a non-league game at West Liberty Salem on Thursday. Anna is home to Houston next Saturday. Starting lineups being introduced for both teams. The opening five for Anna has been announced. And now the Rushi five comes out on the floor. Marissa Poling starts in the middle. 6 feet tall, a senior. Poling on the front line. Shea Borchers at a wing position. Shea Borchers, 5'8", senior guard. Ashley Scott, 5'7", sophomore guard. Caitlin Monin, 5'6", and a forward, just a sophomore. Jenna Cordonier at a wing, 5'8", a senior. Larissa Poling in the middle, 6 feet tall, a senior. Cordonier, Chuck, made 7 or 8 straight shots from the outside in the season-opening victory for Rushi against Sydney. You can't let her get on a roll and get the shot she wants. She will burn you.
No, she's a streaky shooter, no doubt about it. And if you don't put a hand on her, she's going to score on you, that's for sure.
Opening five for the Anna Rockets, Michaela Ambus at guard, 5 feet, 4 inches tall, a junior. Bria Cook at a wing, 5'6", and a senior. Very capable. Double-digit score is Cook. Ella Dosick, the very solid 5'6", sophomore perimeter player for Anna. Kiplin Rowland, 5'10", a junior. Lauren Barhorst, 6'2", a junior, on the inside for Anna. The Rockets in the road, green, white numerals. Anna across the front in white. Rushi is the home club, wearing white from top to bottom. Blue numerals outlined in gold. Opening tip to start the game, knocked out of bounds by Rushi. Anna throws in right down below us. It's Ambus driving from the right corner, and she banked it in on the run. Good play against Caitlin Monin as she steered her path to the basket along the right baseline. A good take to the rim by Ambus, and Anna's got a 2-0 lead. Here's Poling for Rushi, throwing cross-court to Cordonier. Now a jump shot from the left flank by the Rushi Raiders. It is way short of the mark, no good, deflected, touched by whom? I think Anna got a piece of it, and Rushi will throw in baseline left.
Yeah, the shot was blocked, and then nobody knew the shot went up and under the basket, and it went off the Anna's girl's leg.
Here is Scott throwing in on the play to Cordonier. Cordonier drives through the lane, dumps it off opposite for Borchers, broken up by Anna, and the Rockets have the loose ball. Anna down the floor, right flank. Baseline, Dosick flipped a pass opposite, other side of the floor. Here's a three try, long range by Cook. Glances off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. Here comes Scott sprinting up the floor. Anna leads 2-0. We've played a minute. Flipped it behind her to Cordonier. Cordonier angled through the lane, gave it to Borchers. Foul line extended left. Cordonier goes opposite to Poling. Available from 15. Hoists one up, no good off the brace. Rebound punched out of bounds by Anna Rushi. Will throw in. Baseline right of the rim, Ashley Scott, the playmaker for the Rushi Raiders. She wears 20 on her jersey. Looks, still looks, gives it to Borchers, baseline right. Fumbled the ball, good takeaway by Dosik for Anna. One on two, hustles down the floor, all the way to the rack, up and in. Ella Dosik, a bucket for Anna. Ambus and Dosik have gotten shots at the rim. Two perimeter players for Anna taking it to the cup. 4-0 Rockets. Here's Poling, high post. Goes back door to Cordonier. Overshoots, low on the right. Rebound volleyballed out of bounds, side of the floor, off of Anna. Rushi will throw in. Like the way Anna's guards have penetrated so far, Chuck.
Yep.
They got a nose for the basket. Good hard drives to the goal for Anna, which leads 4-0. Played a minute 40, opening quarter. Here's Cordonier to Scott between the circles. Picked up 20 feet away by Ambus. Now cross court it goes to York, who's in now for Rushi. Jessica puts up a 16-footer, foul line extended left. The 5'9 junior couldn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped away, rolling out of bounds off Rushi. 4-0 Anna, which has played very good defense here at the outset. Anna girls lead it. Dribble drive, top of the circle. Dosik sprints down the lane. Good feed off on the plate of Barhorst. Up and in. Oh, what a nice dish. The left-hander, Lauren Barhorst, got room service from Dosik, who laid it off to her. And it's 6-0 Anna. All shots around the rim. Cordonier back for Rushi, driving into the lane. In traffic. Left hands it up. It spins out. Rebounded by Anna. Here come the Rockets on the giddy-up. Ambus 25 feet away on the right. Goes right wing to Dosik. Dosik looks for a cutter. Fakes left, goes right. Trying to find Barhorst on the inside. Dosik holds. Nearly a 5-second count. Gives it up to a teammate 25 feet away. Kiplin Rowland. Rowland, left-hand dribble. On a weave, far side to Cook. Behind the arc, doesn't shoot. Goes to Rowland. Rowland hangs on. Cross court, near side, Dosik. Dosik lines up a three ball. Good! Nicely done by Dosik. Rushi needs a timeout. Anna up 9-0. We played 3 minutes. Opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Anna girls off to a very good start here this afternoon versus Rushi. Anna opened like this way back last January against Minster in beating the Wildcats, an upset 45-40. Right now, Anna has rolled to a 9-0 lead. Beginning of the game, opening 3 minutes. And here's a good look on the inside. Nicely done, a pass from Borchers, or I should say Poling. Dumped it down inside to, I think that was York who finished it for Rushi.
That was York, yep.
Right out of the timeout, Coach Timmerman gets Rushi to run an organized play, and the Raiders generate a quick deuce. Big basket for the Raiders to stop the bleeding. And then Anna turns it over down below us to our right. 9-2, Anna leads, 4:27 left, opening quarter. Well, let's see what Rushi performs on its second trip down the floor after the timeout. Ball thrown into the lane to Poling, busted up. Rushi gets it back. Here's Gardanier. Here's Caitlin Monin deep in the left corner. Ball rotated around to Cordonier. Fine ball movement in the pass to the post to Poling. Batted away by Anna. Rockets want to run. Quickly down the floor, Dosik. Dosik overshoots it. Rebound stabbed out of bounds off of Anna. Will be Rushi possession. Now the referees confer. It's a team of three officials from the Portsmouth, Ohio area. And to get the call changed, the proper one results. Ball stays with Anna. 4 minutes, 3 seconds to go, opening quarter. Ball being inbounded by Cook. Throws it way out to Dosik near midcourt. Dosik guarded 25 feet away. Checked there by Caitlin Monin. Here's Dosik, right side of the floor. Bounce pass to Cook, intended for her. Stabbed out of bounds by Rushi. Couple of changes for Anna. Mary Landis, a 5'7 sophomore, on the floor. Rushi with the switch. Borchers, who had been out, is back in. Rushi also has Kendall Monin out there, a 5'4 sophomore guard. Here's Dosik, 25 feet away. Hand off to a teammate, Cook, who tries to drive it baseline right. She's crowded, goes opposite with a pass. Rushi gets a piece of it, out of bounds to Anna. 3:41 to go, first quarter, 9-2 Rockets. Cook inbounding to Barhorst, left side of the floor. The tall 6'2 player, Barhorst, gives it up. Straight away, it's Ambus on the bounce. Right wing to Dosik. Dosik checked by Caitlin Monin. Now ahead of the circle, it's weaved to Landis. Baseline left, Dosik back to the basket, 15 feet away. Now it's pitched on top to Cook. Anna looking for the opening. Here's Landis, top of the circle. Right wing, Michaela Ambus, fakes left, wants to drive, can't do it. Brings it back out on top. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Near side of the floor, Dosik. Dosik hangs on. Left side of the court to Ambus. Shot faked and drives to the rim. It rolls around and comes off. Tough break. Rebound Rushi. We've got a tie-up. And the arrow says it's Raiders' possession. Good long, patient, disciplined approach last trip down by Anna. Good look at the basketball, simply would not roll in.
Rolled off on him, but no, that was what they wanted to get. They got the shot they wanted.
Yep. 7-point lead for Anna. Rushi at midcourt, 2:45 to go, first quarter. Poling high right, ball high overhead. Gives it up on the play to Shea Borchers. Baseline left, Caitlin Monin. Ball thrown around the top of the circle. Picked up by Borchers, baseline right, down inside to Poling. We got a scrum for the ball. Tug of war. Poling's got it between her fists. Two players for Anna reach in and latch onto the leather. Ruled a jump, possession arrow. Anna.
This is starting to remind me of old-time Anna defense.
It is very scrappy, tenacious. But when the ball enters the paint, Anna converges.
Well, Poling's caught the ball in the paint three times, and she's got three girls around her.
She's got to keep that ball up high. That's where the Raiders need to deliver it to her. Here's a baseline drive by Ambus for Anna. She's cut off, shouldered by a Rushi player, common foul. 9-2, Anna, 2:14 to go, first quarter. Ball will be passed in, baseline right of the rim. Playmaker for Anna, Bria Cook. Cook looks, goes to Barhorst, baseline left. On top to Dosik. Left corner, Cook. Cook gets a screen. And she arches up a three. It rattles out. No good. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Kendall Monin in backcourt. Picked up by Ambus. Up the floor to Poling. Near side to Borchers. 1:50 to go, first quarter. Rushi, one field goal in the first 6 minutes plus. High left, Kendall Monin on the bounce. Near side, Borchers. Right now, Cordonier on the bench for a moment. Inside the arc, right flank, it's Poling. Well out of the floor for her. Misfires from 16. Long rebound right back to Rushi. Borchers has got it. Right side, Kendall Monin. 90 seconds to go, first period. Monin fakes left, goes right, picks up her dribble. Poling, cross-court Borchers. They clear for her. Baseline drive. Dosik gives her a hip and fouls her. It's a common personal. one on each team. Minute 22 to go here in the first, 9-2 Anna. Rockets scored 9 points in the first 4 minutes, haven't scored since.
It's kind of come to a screeching halt offensively for both teams.
Yep, only one basket for Rushi in the entire first quarter so far. Lauren Barhorst gets a breather for the Anna Rockets. Baseline left, ball pitched inbounds, handled there by Cordagna. Top of the circle, then thrown down inside, deflected away by Anna. Picked off, though, by Cordagna. Foul line to Borchers. Borchers tries to drive. Dosa gets a piece of it. Ball is scooped up on the play by Cordagna. And as she starts to make a move, she drags the pivot foot. Minute 9 to go, first quarter. Anna possession. The Lady Rockets are up 9-2. Midcourt on the dribble, Ella Dosik. Left side pass, Michaela Ambus back to Dosik. Cross court it goes to Lily Toller, who's in now, 5'7 junior. Near side of the floor, Dosik. And Dosik tries to squeeze her way into the lane, invites a lot of contact while shooting, and it results in a two-shot foul for Dosik. Heads-up maneuver.
Yeah, that's a correct call. And she tried to take the charge directly under the basket, too. I think Ohio needs to put the arc in.
In fact, I had a brief 20-second chat with the officials before the game about that. And they said they didn't think it was coming anytime soon. They liked the idea. I also talked to them about the offensive foul in backcourt when the defender doesn't give the offensive player a chance to turn and start up the floor. And they said, oh, yeah, that's a block every time. One free throw made, one missed by Dosik, and then Rushi in a hurry-up pitches the ball out of bounds. Rushi stymied first quarter. One field goal, 2 points. Anna will bring it down, leading 10-2. Rockets got off to a good start, pouring in 9 points in the opening 4 minutes of the game. Right side, casual bounce. Dosik with the ball for Anna, picks up the dribble. Goes to Barhorst, 25 feet away. Cross court to Mary Landis, starts a drive, fumbles it on the baseline, out of bounds, it rolls, Rushi ball. Down to 32.4 to go, first quarter. Rushi needs to close out action here in the first with a field goal. Midcourt, Cordagna coming out high to catch is Katie Hewing, who's in now, 5 foot 6 inch senior. Ball rotated behind the arc to Kendall Monin. Now straight away, Borchers. Here's Poling out on the arc. Down to 10 to go. Cross courts it. Baseline left. 17-footer, Kendall Monin. Strong. Rebound on the deck. Tie up incurs. 3.8 to go. Who's got the arrow? It will stay with Rushi. Raiders a chance for a field goal here at the quarter's end. Raiders will need a couple of good passes to get it done. Kendall Monin inbounding. Ball fumbled on the arc by Cordagna. Then she turns and hoists up a three. It's long, no good. And the quarter finishes. Good start for Anna. Lady Rockets 10, Lady Raiders 2 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
It's scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck. Anna 10, Rushi 2. Anna led 9-0 with 4:57 left in the first quarter. 5 minutes later, 10-2 at the end of the period. One bucket, that scored by Rushi in the last 5 minutes. of the first period of play. So the scoring pace has slowed to a halt. And a possession starting the second period. Possession Rockets, ball thrown down in the right corner to Dosick. Dosick gives it up on the bounce to Ambus. Ambus has the ball batted by the taller Poling, and the Raiders come away with it. Cordiner down the floor, swiped on the play by Anna. Nearly a double dribble, ball fed ahead by Ambus to Dosick. She's on the loose, and she's got an easy deuce at the other end.
She's up 8-2 by herself.
8 points for Ella Dosick here at the outset. Anna Rockets on top, 12-2. 25 feet away on the left. Ball handled by Katie Ewing. Into the right corner, it goes to Cordiner. She must get untracked. Outside the arc, it's Borchers. Left wing, Caitlin Monin looks down on the inside. Caitlin sparked Rushi in the game we covered last Saturday against Fort Loramie. She had a double-digit showing on that afternoon. Ball thrown down inside, intended for Poling. And I tell you what, Chuck, Anna extremely tenacious. When the ball goes low, below the waist of Larissa, Anna's got a hand on it.
Well, and one of the bad parts is they're throwing her bounce passes, so she's catching the ball down around her waist. She can't even bring it back up through.
You're right.
She needs to give them a target hand up here so they can throw the ball up.
6:55 left, second quarter. Ball inbound, low on the left of Cordiner. She's belted as she shoots. It goes in, and she is fouled.
Maybe that'll spark them a little bit.
Excellent make on the play by Jenna Cordiner on the inbound feed from Caitlin Monin. Jenna took a hip from an Anna defender, was knocked off her spot as she released the ball from 6 feet away. In it went. She's at the free throw line. Chance for a three-pointer here, 12-4. Anna in the lead by 8. First 1 minute, 6 seconds of the second stanza of this game. Cordiner tries to convert the three-point play. It rattles around and comes off. Rebound Rockets. Here comes Ambus down the floor on the hop. Goes out high to Lauren Barhorst. Now catching Kiplin Roland 25 feet away. Roland tried to stop. Looked for a receiver far side of the floor in Bria Cook, and Kiplin did not come to a halt in time. That pivot foot moved about 6 inches. Here comes Rushi. Caitlin Monin down the floor, 12-4. Anna outside the arc on the right, Cordiner. Goes opposite to Borchers, open from 17. Missed it long, no good. Rebound Barhorst, clawed away by Jenna Cordiner. Touched her last, out of bounds to Anna. The Rockets in green will bring it down the floor. Token pressure being applied by the Rushi Raiders' Caitlin Monin. Slow walk up ahead, Ambus. Now she spins her wheels fast, goes to the top of the key. Outside the arc on the left, it's Landis. Landis feeds it to a teammate in the corner. She's hemmed in. That's Kiplin Roland. Rushi called for overguarding. Raider fans wanted a jump.
Too far away for me to see.
A little too aggressive on the play. A bit handsy by the Raiders. And Anna will pitch it in play. Ball thrown in by Bria Cook, 25 feet away. Handled there by Mary Landis into the post. Intended for Barhorst. Picked off by Cordiner of Rushi. Down the floor to Poling, right back to Jenna. Near side, Borchers. Straight away, Cordiner. 12-4, Anna leads by 8, 5:47 to go, second quarter. Cordiner veers off into the right corner, inside the three-point arc. Shoots it up, high in the air, hits the heel, kicks out. We've got a tie-up on the rebound, and the arrow says green possession. Ashley Scott back in the game for Rushi. Larissa Poling gets a rest. So it's Borchers, Caitlin Monin, York, Scott, Cordiner on the floor for Rushi. Anna's got Cook and Dosick out front. A new player on the floor is Lena Roland, a 5'8 freshman. Handling the ball now, 20 feet away, Mary Landis. Goes on the weave to Lena, who looks down inside for Kiplin. Pass to the post, broken up, stolen by Cordiner. Cordiner hustles down the floor, gives it baseline left to a teammate. It's caught there by the Raiders. Good defense by Anna, and it caused a walk, but Caitlin Monin, Anna gets it back.
Both teams starting to pick up some turnovers.
Neither team during the last 6-7 minutes of this game able to get quality shots or shots, period, because that's of mistakes. Offensive. And here's a moving screen on Anna, 25 feet out on the floor.
Yeah, it's going to get called every time. She's only a freshman, though, but, yeah, she used her butt and kind of pushed it back.
Can't do that. Yep, they're clamping down on that screen, which is not stationary, as defined according to a few different reasons. Here's Scott, far right flank for Rushi. Line drive, triple, short. It caromed off the rim into the hands of Dosik of Anna. She sprints down the floor to Ambus. Ambus top of the circle. Outside the arc on the left to Kiplin Rowland. Behind the back dribble. Foul line extended right all the way to the rim. Banked it. It is in and out. Tough break.
Nice move down to the baseline. That's
well,
sure.
Yes. Beautifully done. Here's Cordania attacking for Rushi on the drive. Challenge near the rim. Good defense by Anna. Shot was errant. Rockets gobble it up. 4 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 12-4, Anna. Very good defense by the Rockets. Solid D by Rushi since the first 4 or 5 minutes of this game. Baseline right with the ball. It is Lena Rowland for Anna. And we got two greens, two whites tying it up. And the possession arrow says it's Rushi possession. No, it will stay with Anna. 4 minutes, 3 seconds to go here in the first half. Though it is white jersey basketball. Kiplin Rowland on the floor. Lauren Barhorst back in now for Anna. Manning the top of the circle defense for the Rockets is Ella Dosik. Ball thrown to Scott, 20 feet away for Rushi, which is down 8. 3:45 to go here in the second quarter. Right wing, Caitlin Monin tries to enter it to the middle to Poling. It's a poor pass, knocked away, loose ball. Another jump. We've had, what, about a dozen held balls in this game?
Yeah.
This time, Green gets it. Anna possession, 12-4 Rockets. 3:41 remaining, opening half of the game. Midcourt, it's Ambus. Near side, Dosik. Dosik skips it cross-court to Ambus behind the arc. Thought about shooting, didn't. Gave it up on the play to Bria Cook. Near side pass, Dosik. Trying to penetrate Ambus. Back to Dosik. High arching triple from way outside. Got it. What a shot by Dosik. Wow.
That was with a hand in her face.
How many points for her? Double digits?
That's 11.
11 of Anna's 15 belong to Dosik. 15-4. Rockets in the lead. Overplay on the inside. Barhorst swatted the ball. Intended 10 feet from the hoop for Poling. And it is again a held ball. Rushi keeps it. Now, Rushi's offense coming to a halt when the Raiders try to enter it to Poling. They're just not getting it done cleanly. 25 feet away, it is Caitlin Monin. Monin out, Olivia Mormon in, a junior guard, 5'4". From the left corner, the ball is bounced toward Poling. Low on the block, left side, stolen by Anna. Rockets have it again. Turnovers mounting for both clubs. Deep in the right corner, open player, Cook shot it long for Anna. Rebound down to Poling. Here come the Raiders on the go. Cross-court look for Scott. Here's her long triple, short, rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, York, might have been a foul, no call. Deflected away by Anna. 2:22 left in the half. 15-4, Rockets. Top of the circle, Dosik. Gives it up, gets it back. Hell has been a one-man team so far. Left side of the floor, open look, Ambus from 17, strong. Long rebound. Wow, Dosik got the friendly bounce off the rim. Scooped it off the floor from 21 feet away and poured in her 12th, 13th, and 14th points. Three-pointer by Dosik, 18-4. Anna, marvelous game from her, Chuck.
Well, she's terrific. We liked her last year, and she hasn't lost anything. And I'm going to give some credit. Barhorst had a heck of an offensive rebound and threw the ball back out to her. Got the three off that. So that was a team effort.
Yep, we got 2 minutes exactly left here in the second quarter. Timeout, Rushi, 18-4, Anna, here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney offers you quality furniture priced just right. Go to Goffney, the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Take advantage of five-star white glove delivery at Goffney and visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture on display as always. That's Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Go Goffney. And thank you so much. Big shout-outs here on scoresbroadcast.com to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. Superior and Francis Schulte online with us the last couple years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Well, Rushi, after the timeout, forces the ball down inside to Larissa Poling, and I'm sure that was the message during the break from head coach Andy Timmerman. We've got to get the six-footer Poling the basketball in shooting range in the lane. She got it on the block that time, was hammered. Two free throws coming. In the air, good. 18-5, Anna leads by 13. Minute 47 left here in the first half. Second shot for Larissa. Three bounces, shot on the way, yes. 18-6, 12-point lead Rockets. Anna has been paced by Ella Dosick. She has been outstanding. That may be an understatement, better than that. She scored 14 of Anna's 18 points. Here's a drive through the top of the circle, and dragging the pivot foot is Ambus. Good call by the referee.
Yep, she did. She didn't believe she did, but she did.
Here comes Rushi at midcourt. Cordonier veers off to the right. Little pick and roll down inside for Poling, who caught the ball, fell down, coughed it up. Possession, Anna. Larissa's endurance still not quite there, Chuck.
No, but, I mean, this is more defense than her endurance, I think. Anna, I mean, she can't catch the ball without having three people. It's like she's swatting at flies trying to get them away from her.
Yep, she got boxed in on the last attempted catch. And lo and behold, as Anna enters the half court, another unstationary screen set 25 feet out on the floor. And that one goes against, I think, Landis? No, Kiplin Rowland.
Yeah, it was on Rowland.
Minute 10 to go, first half, 18-6 in favor of Anna. Rushi's got the ball left corner, Borchers, elbow in the left. Bounces through the key to Poling, on top to Scott. Ball given up to Jenna Cordonier, top of the circle, weaves her way into the lane, leaves it baseline left for a teammate. Here's a 17-footer short by Caitlin Monin, and on the rebound, it's out of bounds to Rushi. 18-6 Rockets, 49.8 to go here in the second quarter. And the way both clubs have shot the ball, especially Rushi, Chuck, a double-digit lead in this game with two quarters to go is significant.
Yeah, no doubt.
Scott inbounding baseline left for Rushi. Looks on the arc to Cordonier. Straightaway Borchers. Right flank, Caitlin Monin. Open look, swish on a triple. That's a big hoop. 18-9. The lead for Anna sliced in half. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Ball given up by Ambus to Dosick. Back to Ambus. Timeout called. 32 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 18-9 our score. 9-point lead Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, it's Saturday. That means Brookins in Fort Loramie has got a couple of delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops for you. It's the Pork Chop Special on Saturday night at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Also well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. The banquet room seats up to 60. Brookins is great for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Enjoy the new late-night menu at Brookins, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Here's Anna on a possession. Ball entered from the left corner, stolen by Poling. Outlet to Cordonier. 4 seconds to go in the second quarter. Jenna fires a long triple. It glances off the rim. No good as the first half finishes. 18-9, Anna Benign over Rushi in a very low-scoring first two quarters of play. Again, you can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Don't forget, it's Pork Chop Special Night at Brookins. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. You better get there early. They go fast. That's Brookins. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. The new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for a couple good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time now, businesses in the area have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engravings. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, for example, have preferred Regal forever. Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak Avenue in Sydney, at RegalTrophyAwards.com. That's RegalTrophyAwards.com. Call on Regal for the crowning touch. Halftime here at Rushi, 9-point lead. Anna up next, our halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 9-point lead, Lady Rockets over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, back here at Rushi. Raiders down by 9 to the Anna Rockets. And we thought Rushi looked a bit spotty against Fort Loramie last Saturday, then rebounded, clobbered Newton 50-28 at the beginning of the week. But Anna's taken the measure of the Raiders so far here today, Chuck, 18-9, or I should say Ella Dosick has taken the measure of Rushi for Anna. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, yeah, Dosick's got 14 points, but I'll tell you what, it's a team effort because defensively that's where they're winning this basketball game. Mm-hmm. Rushi, let's face it, they're lucky it's only 9 here at the half. They were out-rebounded 10-9. Rushi had 3 offensive rebounds. Anna had 1. Rushi turned it 11 times. Anna turned it 7 times. 2-of-2 from the free throw line for Rushi. That was both polling. On the other end, they were 1-of-2. Besides Dosick's 14, they got 2 out of Ambus, and they got 2 out of Lauren Barhorse. They scored 10-8, 18 for the first half. More balanced scoring for Rushi. Kayla Monin hit a big 3 there at the end of the second quarter to get it down to 9. She had 3, and again, they got 2 each from Cordonier, Poling, and Jessica York. They scored 2 and 7, 18-9 at the half.
Yeah, if Larissa is barricaded extremely well on the inside and can't get her double-digit scoring. Jenna Cordonier's got to in order for Rushi to come back and win this game.
Yeah, but she has not shot the ball. Actually, they all look like they're just out of sync offensively.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to come out and get the ball to Poling. And sometimes as a team, when your game plan is thrown off, it's hard to adjust. And that's what Rushi's going to have to do at halftime, to come out and decide some other things they can do here in the second half.
Anna on the road here at Rushi. Rockets 3-0 on the year. Raiders 3-1. Rockets lead it 18-9 at the half. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. In boys action last night in the Shelby County League, Anna beat Fairlawn 72-58. Jackson Center defeated Bodkins 54-36. Both games were reasonably close until late third quarter, early fourth quarter. Looks like the Shelby County League on the boys' side, Chuck, could be compressed top to bottom. Very interesting race this year, I think.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I mean, you assume that that Bodkins and Houston and Fairlawn are going to be at the bottom, but they're not going to be teams like last year.
No.
That you can just consider that a win and move on. So that's going to be the difference, I think.
Last night we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com the Sydney boys win over Troy. Troy had beaten Greenville by 40. I don't know that that was an anomaly. Greenville simply not very good. Troy crushed him. We found out that Troy couldn't shoot it very well, or at least didn't last night against Sydney, which thumped him by 19. Could have been worse.
Well, Greenville, of their three games this year, they've not been out of the 20s. So
right.
I think that tells you how good Greenville is. But Sydney's a good basketball team, and they are so much fun to watch. I mean, besides Gordon, who is the best player in the area by far. Roberts back down there blocking shots, and last night, Josiah Hudgens he had 23, and when they came out boxing one on Gordon, he just lit that box up to where they had no choice but to come out and play man to man in the second half.
Now keep in mind, on Monday night we've got the West Liberty Salem girls hosting Fort Loramie, webcast time 7:10. On Tuesday night we're right back here at the Rushi Gym. A very critical Shelby County League boys game, Anna at Rushi, 7:10 webcast time on Tuesday night. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start over a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And here today we highlight a couple of players on each team. For the Anna Rockets, junior Lauren Barhorst. She is the daughter of Keith and Karen Barhorst, is Lauren. Very active in a host of programs, FCCLA, Book Club, SAD, the High School Musical, Eco Warriors, FTA Track Volleyball as well. She would like to pursue the social work field. Larissa Poling, the 6-foot post player for Rushi, a senior, highlighted here today by LaCal. She's the daughter of Dan and Gina, 3.8 GPA, like Lauren of Anna, whose GPA is the same. A National Honor Society for Larissa, 4-H, a church leadership lead Rushi volleyball. She'll play volleyball at Wright State and pursue a career in physician's assisting. Lauren Barhorst for Anna, Larissa Poling for Rushi, under the spotlight today thanks to LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Maury's Landing, a superb restaurant across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County. Fine food. Baked haddock dinner is a specialty in the evening. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's Landing. Opening at 6 a.m., outstanding breakfast, a variety of delicious wraps at lunch. A family of four can eat for $35 to $40 at Maury's Landing. You get more at Maury's. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Anna possession. Good feed down inside. Well done. Outstanding look. Lauren Barhorst on the pass. And Kiplin Rowland posted up. The 5'10 junior caught it from the 6'2 junior. That play, Chuck, I think it was designed during the halftime break.
I would guess.
Quick field goal. Other end poured in by the Rushi Raiders. Nice outside jump shot.
Yeah, Larissa Poling hit it from the elbow.
Good to see Larissa can a 14-footer for the Raiders. And unlike a lot of stretches in the first half, here in the opening 50 seconds of the third quarter, a bucket each way. Here is Anna throwing the ball out of bounds. Lauren Barhorst low on the right. Tried to go opposite side of the floor for Ella Dosick, and it bounced into the Anna bench. 1 minute gone, third quarter, 20-11 in favor of Anna over Rushi. It was an 18-9 game after one, each team with a fielder to start the second half. Here's Ashley Scott on the arc for Rushi. Nada Cordonia, far left corner, open player, Monin. Bingo, a long two-pointer. Caitlin Monin pours one through. She got a bucket late in the second, tries to spark Rushi with another one early on here in the third. And Anna's lead is closed to 7, 20-13. The lead for the Rockets has been as many as 12, 18-6 in this game. Rockets have the ball outside the arc on the right. It is Ambus on the dribble, gives to Dosick between the rings. Dosick being checked 25 feet out on the floor by Caitlin Monin. Catching top of the circle is Kiplin Rowland. Rolling back to Dosick. They weave it straight away. 5:55 to go, third period. Dosick catches. 21 feet out on the floor. Handoff on the play to Cook. Cook thought about gunning the three, didn't. Give it back to Dosick. Baseline drive. Stop. Seven-footer. Missed it a bit strong. Nice rebound on the inside by Cordonia of Rushi. Long lead out down the floor to Scott. Scott around the Anna player. Defensive foul. Not sure that it was in the act of shooting. Ball did not get out of her hands. Oh, it is ruled two.
Yeah, I think that's a correct call, too, because she was getting ready to shoot it. She got hit in the motion, and just because you don't throw the ball up towards the rim.
So Scott gets the benefit of the call. A couple free throws awarded. It is no good. 20-13, 7-point lead for Anna. Second shot here for Ashley. She hasn't scored yet in the game, has she?
No.
Second shot, Scott. Right foot in front of the left. Feet wide apart. Missed the free throw long. Poling got the rebound. Fell to the floor. Anna dug it out. Quickly down the floor. Pulling up outside the lane on the left. Dosick again. My goodness. Stopped on a dime. And the jump shot from 14 all net. 9-point lead, Anna again. Deep left corner, Caitlin Monin for Rushi. Clangs it off the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound. Hustling for it, getting it. Ambus foul. 80 feet from the basket against Cordonia of Rushi. And the Raiders thought they had a little bit of a spurt, maybe getting a couple of baskets to start the third quarter. But Dosick to the rescue again for Anna.
Yeah, she has certainly been the difference. That's an understatement.
22 points for Anna. What's
Ellie? She has 16 of the 22.
My goodness gracious. 16 of Anna's 22 points have been produced in this game by Dosick. And apparently on the far side of the floor, we have a fan who has been told by the referee, yep, you're done barking. You've been barking too much. You've got to leave. 5:08 to go here in the third quarter. Only in a gym with maybe a couple hundred fans on a Saturday afternoon can the referee pick someone out like that, Chuck.
Well, you know, as a fan, and there's kids all over the place, I don't know what he said, but to get thrown out, you usually have to say something pretty bad.
Yeah, moral of the story, if you want to say something bad, say it on a night when there's a sellout and the referee can't find you. Oh, wow. Off a screen came Dosick. Cook set the screen 22 feet away. Ella Dosick again. That jump shot went down from 24 feet. She is absolutely on fire in this game. Here is Cordonier getting a good feed from Poling. She glances one in off the window while motoring toward the rim and is fouled. Good counter by Rushi. The lead for Anna had been stretched to 25-13 with 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. Jenna Cordonier comes right back with a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Raiders need to get Jenna going. And how in the world the Raiders are losing Ella Dosick when Rushi's on defense, I'm not sure.
No, I think I'd do my Gordon box and one on her at this point.
Yes. Here's a drive through the lane by Ambus. Leaves it behind her for an Anna teammate. It's Barry Landis, and she's knotted up. Arrow favors the Raiders. Jump ball. 4 minutes, 19 seconds remaining, third quarter. Rushi to the timeline. Top of the circle, Cordonier, little stutter step. She wanted to go to Poling at the high post and walk. Good call.
It was a good call, and they didn't get into the offensive set. Three of them did, one of them didn't.
This game has been officiated extremely well.
It's been so sporadic. It's a hard game to officiate.
Yep, indeed. 25 feet away with the ball is Landis. Glides down the left side of the lane for Anna to the rim. Poling got a piece of it, swatted it free. Cordonier coming back the other way. Gives it to Caitlin Monin. Monin 25 feet out for Rushi. Hand off to Kendall Monin. To Caitlin, back to Kendall. Cordonier straight away. The lead 9 for Anna. Outside the arc on the left, it's Caitlin Monin. Good a bounce pass down inside to Cordonier, who leaves it for Poling. The extra pass of the Raiders gave Poling the gimme. She's got two buckets here in the third quarter, does Larissa. The six-footer for Rushi, and the lead for Anna is 7.
That's going to bring Barhorse back off the bench for the Rockets.
Yep. 3:18 to go, third quarter. Open player, Ambus, baseline right. Somebody left her for Rushi. She stutter-stepped toward the rim, pulled up from about 10 feet, and sinks the shot. Here's Cordonier out of control for Rushi in the lane. Coughed it up. Anna's got it. Dosick darts down the floor, stops. And leaves it behind her to Cook. Cook 25 feet out. 27-18, Anna by 9. Rushi had closed it to 7 with 3 to play here in the third. Big field goal by Ambus. Here's Dosick deep in the right corner. Well, her shooting efficiency has been splendid. Seems like about 3/4 of her shots have gone in. Travel call against Anna. Top of the circle, Landis picked up the pivot foot. 2:38 left in the third. Rushi still has time to come from behind. But the Raiders must put the clamps on Ambus and Dosick. The two superb guards out front for Anna. Dosick has been marvelous in this game. Here is Poling, baseline right to Borchers. She's boxed in, and Rushi gets a timeout at the last second. 2:27 left in the third. Anna ahead by 9 on scores, broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Another one of our fine sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, along with Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The ball inbound to Barushi, and Jessica York is available baseline left. She spots up and nails the 15-footer all net. Big field goal by Rushi, which is back within seven. Here's a drive, baseline right. Ambus threw a couple of Raiders. Made an iffy pass. Anna, though, did catch it. Ambus has the ball 25 feet out. 2 minutes to go in the third. Ambus gives it up on the play to Cook. And collision way out on the floor. Foul polling of Rushi. Only the first on Arisa.
Yep.
So she is still in good shape. Minute 55 to go, third quarter. 27-20, Anna over Rushi. Inbounding, Anna. It is Cook, high post, back to the basket. Ball fed to Landis, going opposite, down inside to Barhorse, low on the block. Missed the shot, it hit the underneath side of the rim, might have been blocked, got it back, and laid it through. Good persistence by Lauren Barhorst of Anna. The lead for the Rockets back out to nine. Long three, Ashley Scott, Rushi way short. Rebound Anna. Quick look by the Raiders who could not connect. Anna's got a possession leading by nine. A minute 20 left here in the third quarter. Top of the circle with the ball, it's Anna. 25 feet away, it's Barhorst. Dumps it into the post to Kiplin Rowland. Back out of the arc where Dosik hurls in another triple. My goodness, she is scalding the Nets. Red hot is Ella Dosik of Anna. 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. It seems like Chuck Rushi gets it down within seven. Little spurt by Anna takes it right back to double digits. Here's Scott down inside to York. Good feed. Scott to York for the deuce. Couple of nice goals by York in the last minute and a half for Rushi.
Well, Rushi's played better since the beginning of the game, but they're just playing even now.
Right. Here's a long lob way out on the arc. Cook tried to find the tall Lauren Barhorst beneath the basket. She caught it, and then it was smacked free out of bounds. Good defense down inside by Cordonier of Rushi.
Yeah, Jessica York came from the help side that time and swatted it away.
Good defense by Jessica, 29.8 left here in the third. Barhorst deep in the right corner, has the ball for Anna. Behind the screen, it's Dosik. Dosik picked up by Caitlin Monin. Uh-oh, traveling.
She made a mistake.
Yes, Ella proving she is not quite perfect.
She started to throw a pass, and the pass wasn't there, but she had already committed herself.
She's had a dazzling game for the Anna Rockets here today.
I think the coaching staff will probably let her have that one.
A little leniency, I would think. Ella Sparkle, phenomenal performance by her for Anna. Where is she in points, Chuck? About 18?
22.
22. Woo! Of the 32. Anna's got the ball. I should say Rushi's got the ball. Good feed low on the right to Scott with 6 seconds left in the quarter. She missed it. Rebound by Anna. Long throw down to Dosik. Dosik catches and heaves in the same motion. I wouldn't have been a bit surprised if that gone in, Chuck. It was close. A little wide of the mark. Buzzer sounding, ending the third quarter. Anna up by 10 over Rushi. 32-22 at the end of three quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 32-22, Anna by 10 over the Rushi girls here at the Rushi High School Gym. A Saturday matinee of girls high school basketball for you in the Shelby County League. Biggest lead for Anna has been 13. It's now 10. Rushi's clipped it down to 8 on 3 or 4 occasions. Good teamwork by Anna. High post that goes on the play to Kiplin Rowland. Down inside to a teammate intended for the cutter. Ambus busted up by Rushi. And then the Raiders hasten their way into the forecourt and pitch it out of bounds.
Well, Rushi has changed up defense now. They're playing a half-court trap. They're going to get some scatter court, but they got to make sure they know where Dosik is, that's for sure.
Need to cover the back end if Anna can throw over top. Rockets have got some elusive guards who can scurry down the floor. Anna's ahead by 10. 50 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Barhorst has the ball for Anna. Gives it up 20 feet away to Dosik. Dosik's pin move. Boy, she's got quick feet. Herky jerky action. Hand off to Ambus. Foul line extended right. Back on the arc to Dosik. 6:55 to go in the game. 32-22 Anna. Straight away, Bria Cook. Cook's a very good shooter. Hasn't had many opportunities in this game, but she's a threat. Left wing, Ambus. Anna taking seconds off the clock. Here's a ball thrown to a cutter down the lane. Kiplin Rowland off her fingertips. Rushi got it, then lost it. Dosik travels down the floor to get it, and she's bumped.
Plays both ends of the court.
These two young ladies for Anna at guard, Ella Dosik and Michaela Ambus, are like Energizer bunnies with C and D batteries. Is there an E battery, an F battery?
I don't think so.
They're supercharged. These two young ladies don't quit. Top of the circle with the ball for Anna. It is Kiplin rolling down the lane, left it behind her to teammate Michaela Ambus. Rushi in the chase mode now. Dosik's got the ball 35 feet away. Anna milks the clock. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. The deficit for Rushi is 10. Here's Dosik down the lane. Oh, she's bumped. Collision occurs. She threw it toward the rim. It danced in, and she was fouled to boot. What a remarkable play by Dosik. Strength and balance for the little girl. She's a mighty mite out there on the floor for the Anna Rockets today.
She put the ball in her left hand that time when she took the contact, and her eyes never left the rim.
Dosik's foul shot is dead center, and Anna has restored its biggest spread of the game, 13, 35-22. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi's in trouble. Gerdiner pulling high post, elbow in the right. Barhorst defends. Pulling goes baseline. A banker, yes. Nice-looking 10-footer by Larissa Poling. 35-24. Anna's lead 11. 5:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Rockets in the forecourt. Dosik. Dosik now, Chuck, with what, 25?
25.
Good pass down inside. Barhorst wide open. Couldn't get it to go with the left hand. Got the rebound to foul against Rushi. 25 for Ella Dosik in this game this afternoon for the Anna Rockets.
And 24 for the Rushi Raiders as a team.
That's a good observation. Dosik's got one more point than does Rushi through three quarters plus 2.5 minutes. Left-handed free throw by Lauren Barhorst. Line drive shot, dead center.
Not pretty, but effective.
Uh-huh. Tell you what, she's a force on the inside. She plays the pivot position very well. Left-hander makes her even a little more difficult to defend. She straddles those feet apart at the free throw line. Missed it in and out, but Rushi stepped in the paint area too soon. Another free throw awarded. The lead 12 for Anna. One short dribble by Barhorst. Left-hand shot in the air. A little hard. Hit the backboard. Caught rim. Holding foul on the rebound against the Rockets. Common. Rushi will bring it down. Chuck, I like the look of the Raiders' last journey down the floor when Poling caught it 10 feet away. Took a bounce. Power move to the rim and banked it down.
Yeah, I like her down on the block. That's where she needs to be.
Larissa 20 feet away. Right side to Scott. Head of the key, York, goes opposite to Monin. Long, high-arching three. It is short, no good. Caitlin couldn't get it to go. Anna's got the rebound. Here comes Ambus over the Raiders logo at midcourt. 5:07 left in the fourth. Straight away, Dosik. 36-24, Anna. There's a good high screen set by Barhorst. She wasn't moving. Dosik drives. Gives it to Ambus, back to Dosik, right corner. High-arching floater, three-point territory. Bingo again. Ella Dosik continues her phenomenal play here today for Anna against Rushi. Jenna Cardagna with a drive. No good, way short. This young lady for Anna, Chuck, is only a sophomore.
Yeah, I know.
Quickly down the floor after the Rushi miss. It's Ambus for Anna overshooting. Head coach Jeff Maurer would have probably liked to have that shot back.
Well, 15, he probably isn't going to say much. It wasn't a great choice.
Rushi, forecourt left. Anna breaks it up. Nearly a steal by Mary Landis. It's loose in the far side of the floor. And Rushi hooked Landis eventually. Ball out of bounds to the Rockets, who've got their biggest lead, 15, 39-24, with 4:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now, Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't recall Dosik coming out. If so, no more than a minute.
She hadn't been out.
Timeout called, 4:21 to go, fourth quarter. Great performance by the Anna Rockets, and more specifically, Ella Dosik here today. 15-point lead, Anna over Rushi, midway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney, one of our fine underwriting sponsors. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to Francis Schulte and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. And Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Anna inbounding, just over 4 to play in the game. Dosik's got the ball between the circles. Anna's going to win this game unless there is an enormous turn of events. Only suspense now, Chuck, is will Dosik get 30 points? Top of the circle is Kiplin Rowland. Ball entered low and left to Barhorst. Turns against Poling, who chops down just a bit and fouls.
That was the correct call. She did get vertical after the foul, though.
And Barhorst back at the stripe for the Anna Rockets. Her post presence has been a factor. Free throw here by Barhorst in the air. Line drive shot. Lotto rim rolling in. Well, it will be very interesting to see the Anna Rockets confront the Fort Loramie Redskins later on in the year. They've got two meetings, of course. Excuse me. Anna has a contest with Fort Loramie at the end of round one on January 3rd, and then the very last league game of the year on February 2nd. So those two contests, late round one, late round two, will go a long way to deciding the Shelby County League girls champ. Barhorse sank both free throws to boost the Anna lead to 41-24. That's the biggest spread of the afternoon. Anna slaps the ball out of bounds underneath the Rushi basket here at the Raiders' end. Rushi will throw in. It's Ashley Scott on the arc of Gradonier behind the three-point line. Barely grazed iron. Loose ball rebound to Dosick. And as Dosick steers her way up the floor, she's upset, spilled. Down she goes. Team foul situation. Rushi over the limit. That's eight. Dosick at the stripe. A chance to make two more points here at the free throw line, Chuck. She's got 28. She can get to 30 right here.
She can.
Dosick eyes the goal. Launches the free throw. Swish. 29 for Ella Dosick. And my question about how suspenseful it might be for Dosick to get to 30, that question could be answered very quickly in a matter of seconds. That free throw rimmed. It came out. She stuck at 29. Rebound to Rushi. Raiders up, or I should say down by 18. Gradonier forecourt right. Cross court to Ashley Scott. Jumping, shooting, and banging in the triple. Nice looking long range jump shot by Ashley Scott of Rushi.
She's a good shooter. She just had a very off day shooting the ball.
15-point lead, Anna. 42-27. Biggest lead was at 42-24 seconds ago. Deep in the right corner, Kiplin rolling into the lane. Good feed. Finding Barhorst open. Low block left side. And the left-hander lays it in off the glass. Quickly down the floor, Gradonier driving hard. Midcourt into the paint area. Stripped away out of bounds off Anna. 3 minutes to go in the fourth. 44-27 in favor of the Rockets, who get a timeout. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here today. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Plus, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Hounding Anna defense knocks the ball out of bounds off a Rushi player, and Anna will throw in down to her right. With 2:54 to go here in the fourth, 17-point lead for Anna, the Rockets' biggest, and they throw long down the floor to Dosick. Dosick to Barhorst, back to Dosick in the lane. Shot batted from behind off the rim. Rushi's got it. 2:44 to play. Long throw down the floor to York in the lane. York is crowded. Thought about going up. Anna got a fist on the top of the ball. Good call by the referee. This crew has been sharp here this afternoon. Arrow favors Anna. Jessica York has played well off the bench for the Rushi Raiders here today. Here is Anna at midcourt. It's Dosick. Right side pass, Kiplin rolling back to Dosik. Left wing, it goes to Ambus. Ambus on the dribble. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. Ambus, dribble drive, right corner. Leaves it behind her for Kiplin Rowland. Kiplin on the weave to Dosik, 25 feet away. She's got 29 points. Goes baseline right, doesn't shoot. Throws it to Ambus on the arc with 2:08 to go. Ambus spinning in traffic. Gave it up to Dosik for three. Overshooting a long rainbow, 23-footer. Weak side rebound, though, Rowland. Good steal by Cordonier, who fell to the floor. I think she was tackled. Yep. Foul, Anna. It is common. Rockets will go on defense. Raiders will bring it down the floor with a minute 58 to go. 17-point game. Rushi will sustain loss number two in the Shelby County League here today, Chuck, having lost last Saturday to Fort Loramie, albeit a tough schedule here at the start for the Raiders at Fort Loramie, and home here today against an inspired Anna girls team. Outside the arc on the left, Poling, going opposite near side to Scott, down inside to Cordonier. She caught it against three green jerseys, a foul committed, and Cordonier gets a couple free throws, as well as Rushi moved the ball that time, Chuck. Lo and behold, when Cordonier did wind up near the basket, she was crowded by three green shirts.
Yeah, they're playing outstanding defense.
Free throw Cordonier is too long. At two straight Saturdays now, the Rushi girls have gone up against extremely stingy defenses. Fort Loramie 1 week ago, Anna here today. Jenna Cordonier missed the first free throw, connects a number two. 44-28 our score. Anna in the lead with 16, a minute 40 left. Quickly down the floor, long pass, Barhorst. Near the rim, couldn't get it to go short. Jammed out of bounds by Anna. That's one Lauren would like back. She'll make it more times than not for sure. Minute 37 left. Rushi trailing by 16 points. Raiders scored 25 against Fort Loramie, 28 so far here today against Anna. Deep three, left corner by Scott. It rattles in and out. And the way that shot rolled around and spun off symbolizes the day's shooting for the Rushi Raiders. And hitting a knee hard on the floor down to a right is Dosik for Anna, who pops up. Boy, she leaves it all out there.
She's just a kid. She shouldn't have to come out, only a sophomore. Does that make her 15, maybe?
Yes, and she mops her brow as she heads down to the left to shoot the one-and-one for Anna, knocked down to the hardwood. Here to her right was Ella Dosik. And as she mops her brow and scratches the sweat off her forehead, she pulls that hair back into a ponytail. She kind of reforms that ponytail, Chuck, two or three times every quarter, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's kind of loose.
Substitutions for Anna. Rockets lead with 16. Anna will remain unbeaten, 4-0 on the year. Deep knee, Van Dosik shooting for 30 points on the afternoon. Favorable roll, in it goes. Second one upcoming. It's 30 even right for Dosik.
Correct.
Second free throw here for Dosik. She's got 30 of Anna's 45. And that one is in and out to the left, no good. Rebound volleyballed out of bounds. Off an Anna player last. Mary Landis got a piece of it. Ella Dosik, to a round of applause, comes to the sideline. She is sub four. What a splendid game for Dosik. She has been marvelous for the Rockets here this afternoon. Rushi Raiders with the ball left corner. It is Scott. Scott straight away to a teammate, handled there by Katie Hewing. Now back to Scott, jumping, shooting, three-point land, swish. A long one by Scott, her second triple. It is 45-31 in favor of Anna, which has been up by as many as 16 in this game. Outside the arc on the right, I think the lead did get to 17 at one point. Yeah, it was 45-28 just seconds ago before the three Biscotti. 40 seconds to go on the clock. Anna up by 14 with the ball. Ambus head of the key. Foul line penetrates. Leaves it behind her on the play for Amber Zimpfer, who's in now, 5'4 sophomore. Zimpfer steers her way around the defender. And with 20 seconds left, dribbling on the arc is Kiplin Rowland. It's all cosmetic, has been for the last quarter or so. 14-point lead, Anna. Foul, Rushi. 16.8 left. Chuck, Anna Rockets play at West Liberty Salem next Thursday. We're there on Monday covering the Fort Laramie Redskins girls team. We'll have to consider what our next Thursday schedule is like. We were looking at a contest at some location on Thursday.
Well, we'll get a look at West Liberty. If they look like it would be a good matchup with Anna.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We'll know how to get there.
Right. We will, for certain. I think it's over to Urbana from Piqua and then straight up 68.
That's how I'm going.
About three-fourths of the way to Bull Fountain. Eventually, you'll find West Liberty Salem High School on the left. We were just over that area this past Tuesday for Sydney Bell Fountain. 1-1 missed, or I should say double bonus. Both free throws missed by Anna with 6 seconds to go. Rushi's got the ball, top of the circle. Scott, another three, another make. Three threes by Scott in the second half, closing the Anna advantage to 11 just before the buzzer. Good finish of the game for Ashley Scott of the Rushi Raiders, but it was just a little bit too little too late for Rushi here this afternoon. Anna wins it by 11, 45-34. Biggest spread was 17. Rockets look mighty good. Anna vaults now to a record of 4-0 on the year. Rushi now 3-2. Raiders next game 1 week from today on the road at Botkins. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets will return to the hardwood with a game upcoming on Thursday at West Liberty Salem. We've got our eye on that game. We may cover it for you here on Scores Broadcast on Thursday night. We're there at West Liberty on Monday when the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins take on West Liberty Salem. Next league game for Anna, 1 week from today, home against Houston. As I noted about a quarter ago, Anna does not play Fort Laramie until January 3rd at Anna, and then again at Fort Laramie, second meeting Saturday, February 2nd, last league game of the year. Who knows if Anna can stay within a game of the Redskins, Chuck, heading into the month of February. That very last league game, that confrontation between the two might decide first and second in the Shelby County League. Who knows? Or an outright first place finish for somebody or a two-way tie.
Right.
We were impressed with the Anna Rockets here today, to say the least. Anna victorious. Final score, Chuck, again, 45-34, I think.
Yeah, 45-34 was the final, and that got a little more cosmetic than it was. It really wasn't an 11-point game.
No.
It was more like a 15-20-point game. But if you look at the individual scoring for Rushi, they had nobody in double figures. Ashley Scott hit three threes in the fourth quarter to give them nine. Larissa Poling had eight. They got six from Cordonier and six from Jessica York, who, along with Ashley Scott, are my Clancy's players from Rushi. On the other side, they were led by Ella Dosick with 30, and then they got 9 points out of Lauren Barhorse, four from Ambus, and two from Kiplin Rowland. The two Clancy's players on that side, obviously Dosick and also Barhorse. I thought she had a terrific game.
Uh-huh. Dosick with six threes en route to the 30-point performance. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we've run down our sponsors numerous times here in the last few minutes. I want to give shout-outs for about the fifth or sixth time here this afternoon to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Thank you so much. In addition, gratitude to Jolene Renderley Shop in Rushi, the jewelry barn, the gem of Rushi. Really pleased to have them on the web online with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. The jewelry barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And as I've noted a few times here today, a couple of new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, quality and reliability. It's been the leader for the long time in the trophy and awards category. Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County. Outstanding food at Maury's. You'll love the baked haddock dinner at night. An array of wraps at noon. A family of four can eat for $35 to $40. You get more at Maury's. Chuck, we've got girls action on Monday night. That's our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie girls at West Liberty Salem. We're right back here on Tuesday. Anna boys against Rushi.
Should be a good one.
Webcast time both nights, Monday and Tuesday, 7:10 p.m. Tip-offs both nights, 7:30.
And then we'll take a look at West Liberty on Monday night and see if we want to go there to see them and Anna. That'd be a good barometer.
Yeah.
To kind of compare Anna and Fort Loramie.
Yeah, West Liberty girls have been very capable the last few seasons. I think have had some graduations. We'll find out on Monday and see how competitive West Liberty Salem is. Again, West Liberty Salem plays Fort Loramie Monday. Anna Thursday. Another possibility on Thursday is a second look for us at the Minster Lady Wildcats, who play Delphi St. John's next Thursday. Next Friday night, by the way, we've got the Jackson Center boys on the road at Fort Loramie.
Looking forward to that one,
too. It would be Fort Loramie's second basketball game of the year after the long football tourney run. This coming Tuesday, Fort Loramie boys open finally at Houston. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside. Stats Color on-site engineering. Until Monday night, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Rushi, where the Anna Lady Rockets have defeated the Rushi Raiders 45-34 behind 30 points from Ella Dosick.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.